Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
Christmas spirit is religious beliefs and practices, and it's also a set of behaviors that run counter to the stress of this time of year. We're supposed to be joyful, but it's dark, wet, and cold. We're supposed to be generous, but we got inflation. We're supposed to be charitable, but it seems like there are homeless folks everywhere. We're supposed to be kind, but then we watch the news or listen to a politician. And we're encouraged to display all those positive traits while we deal with people who do not display any of those behaviors. What is Christmas spirit? That's the title of an article in Scientific American written by Crystal DeCosta. She studied how our culture defines Christmas spirit. She cites Ebenezer Scrooge from A Christmas Carol as demonstrating the opposite. When asked for a charitable donation for the poor, Scrooge answers the poor may as well die and decrease the surplus population. He denies his employees a living wage and basics like warmth and paid time off. Dickens published A Christmas Carol in 1843, but it's still applicable today. DeCosta points out this code of generosity, kindness, and charity towards others is enforced by no one other than ourselves. We each get to define our own level of social responsibility. And loss and grief affect Christmas spirit. We have several different acquaintances who've lost loved ones recently, and my heart goes out to them. But there's no statute of limitations on grief. We can grieve over folks who've been gone for years. In fact, having everyone say it's the most wonderful time of year can make a person feel worse. A person in grief may not want to send out cards, put up a tree, or act like they're moving on. We all often want a person in grief to move on, but that's just us trying to make our own uncomfortable feelings go away. Everyone deals with grief differently and on their own timeline. They may want to skip all the preparation, or they may try to replicate past Christmases. It's up to them. It is up to those of us around them to honor that. That's our social responsibility. We often stay away from someone's grief because we're afraid to say the wrong thing. Again, that's more about our discomfort than it is them. It's good to reach out, send a card, make a phone call, invite the person over for a small, quiet get-together. But we need to understand if that invitation is not accepted. Humboldt County has many resources to help people cope with grief. Hospice of Humboldt has both in-person and online support. If a loved one has died by suicide, support is available through the local group Survivors of Suicide, or SOS. We are all in this thing together. This is Mike Goldsby for Community Comment.
Community comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.